Welcome to the Goddess Divine podcast. Join me as I unveil the stories of goddesses from across time and cultures. We will dive deep into the archetypes and energies that these goddesses embody, and we'll explore the practical applications of goddess wisdom in our daily lives. We'll discuss how to connect with the divine feminine through rituals, meditation, creative expression, and acts of conscious living. Whether you're a seasoned practitioner of goddess spirituality or just beginning your journey, this podcast is for you. Everyone, I am here with the goddess Ischel. She is this Mayan moon goddess of fertility as well, of healing, midwifery, motherhood, weaving, so many aspects. And she is definitely here. I've been talking to her for a little bit. And just before we start, I wanted to share that she's very interesting, for lack of a better word, because as I've been speaking with her, she is showing me scenes of the ancient past of the ancient Maya women, and it's been really phenomenal to look at this. So I feel very very appreciative that she would allow me to have this discussion with her today. So I just want to turn it over to her to share her wisdom. She says there are many curious beings on your planet who wonder about the goddess Ischel, wonder about who she is or who she was and what it is that she has to offer. And her offerings are great indeed. She wants to suspend time for a minute, she said, to talk about the past, to talk about the planet as it was, when the planet was nourished with great waters, great soil, she said, great foods for mankind. Also, it was nourished with curiosity of man, looking to the stars for answers, and that included looking to her for knowledge and wisdom, and to understand the self, she said, and to understand their place in the cosmos. I like the way she put it. Of course, she is endowed with many tools of which she can teach you all. She oversees many things. The first thing she wants to talk about is motherhood, as this is a challenge for many of you, she says. It is no easy thing to be a wife and mother and to be all things to all people at all times. But it is a calling that some of you have here on this planet and a challenge you have asked for. A great one, but there are many gifts to being a mother. But if you are having challenges, please feel free to go to her and she will help you. And I want to tell you guys, as I'm sitting here, I can see modern day Mayan women, and for some reason I feel like this is in Guatemala, and she's just showing me a woman hanging the clothes outside, and the children are running around the front of the house, the small houses, with no shoes on and kicking up dust. So she's like, any challenges that you may be having over unruly children, please go to her. But also do not forget that she is a midwife in the traditional sense, but also midwife of the soul. So if there are soul challenges here in which you need comfort and guidance, if your wounds need tending to, ask for her name underneath the starlight, she said. And she will hear your pleas. She will hear your calls for help and offer you guidance. And she's reminding me of something that I read, and I'm very glad she is. She said not to forget that she will answer you in your dreams. That is her way of thing, her normal way of going about things. Speak to her at night, draw her near, and she will speak to you from the dark side, which means in the nighttime when you are asleep. Okay, I'm glad that she brought that up. She wants to talk about the diversity of tools that she has. So of course, yes, she was a nourisher as well, not just of the earth in terms of rain, but of the heart, nourishing women's hearts when they have been challenged by man. For equality, she said. That's very interesting. I didn't know that. She also wants to talk about how in the past she was deeply revered by all beings, not just women, but she was highly respected from the kings and queens. The men too acknowledged her power. She's showing me now that she is over weaving and textiles, so over crafts. I'm sorry if I went silent, I'm just watching what's playing out. And she's showing me ancient Mayan women who were known for weaving specific textiles that in certain patterns were reflective of a social status. So I'm actually seeing these women utilizing spindle whorls to weave very complicated textiles, and they would sing about her, they would chant her name, since she is also the goddess of weaving and building textiles. So that was a common practice in the past, she said, one that was deeply revered and could bring you high social status depending on the level of your skill. And she now wants to transition over to when things shifted, when things changed during, and I just heard the word colonialism, so that helps me, thank you. During the colonial period, and she's showing me her idols that the women would bring to her and how they were all smashed and thrown into a fire. So I'm seeing this, her destruction, I heard actually was inevitable. As territories became occupied. So this is what I'm hearing. And she was lost in time for a little bit, she said, but not forever, as many still call her name, as many still recognize her role amongst them. And she said, it's primarily women in it. And again, it's interesting because I'm still seeing Guatemala, but then I'm seeing the Yucatan. So the pilgrimages, yes, are still being reenacted to this day as they call upon her for help with fertility issues. I'm hearing that too. If you have fertility issues, call to her. Always make an offering first. And she said, call to her from your own heart, from your own heartache, and she will answer definitively. And she said, believe it or not, she will be closer to you than you think. So try not to have any doubt when you do so. And she's showing me how the ceremonies, when the people, because it wasn't just women, the people would light the copal, and it's very, very fragrant and very smoky. So always make sure to use copal with her. She likes fruits too. I just heard this. I'm sorry. Okay. Thank you. But she says she's the goddess of many selves, not to forget that. And she is telling me, don't forget that, yes, she is what you would call today like a triple goddess. Like, she helps the young girls, the maidens, and then she helps you at your middle age, and then she helps you at the end. So during these transitional phases in your life, she helps to oversee that as well. But she says she's also a goddess of self-improvement, so to improve yourself. So if there are areas that need attention, areas that you would like to improve in your life, she will try to help you with that. And not to forget, she is a goddess of desire and sensuality. She's telling me, don't forget, I had many suitors, as well. So if you were looking for partnership, and of course, to become a mother eventually, reach out to her. She will help you with that. That's very interesting as I'm sitting here. She said she is a very emotional being. She loves life. She loves love. She loves healing. She loves motherhood. She loves the arts. She loves it all. And she's a planetary being of light. This is a very different way of putting it. I feel like the first time I've heard someone express themselves as planetary. But she will help you sow your seeds, like sow your dreams such as seeds in life, to help them take root and grow. So don't limit her to what you think she can only do, because she can do more than what you think she just said. But she is stressing to me again, make sure you always make an offering before you proceed to connect or ask her any questions. But yes, she is indeed special. And she's actually telling me, she's expressing her gratitude here for calling her to step forward to speak to you today, which I think is very sweet. I'm just really grateful that she came. She says, tell them that light is here to help, as it always has been and it always will be. But she also has, you know, light is a part of herself, it's a part of her gift, and she's a light bearer. And that she's really here to tend to your hearts. I'm seeing if there's anything else that she would like to say, because I don't know, this is very interesting. It's a very different feeling that I have, but I think she is aware, at least I'm assuming that she is aware, that I used to be a mine archaeologist for 7 years. And I was out in the field all the time excavating, and just this kind of brings me back to all of that. So to me, it's kind of special. I just heard the word connection. Okay. And she said, it is special indeed, Deanna. And that she is quite formidable. I'm asking her if there's anything else. This is very cool. Okay. I have to say this. Remember, she is the moon goddess, so she oversees your emotions, especially during the lunar phases. Remember that she is tied to that. She said, to the rising, to the falling of the tides, and to the rising and the falling of your emotions. If you are looking for emotional stability during these tides, high tides, call on Ishtel, call on her name. Lift up the Kopal, and I heard, what is it? Reach out to me. That's what I just heard. Call out my name and let it ring true within yourself, within your own, your very own heartbeat. That's what I'm hearing. She is just saying again, do not limit her. She is endowed with so many tools in her kit. So if you need healing light, if you need healing in itself to find a solution, she will bear fruit for you. If you need help with motherhood, she will, or fertility issues, she's reminding me, call her name. She's showing me that some women would lay down next to water, like a stream of water, and call out Ishtel's name, because water is also tied to emotions. I'm seeing what else she would like to say. I don't know. There's a part of me that's just curious about the Mayan period, so it's like part of me wants her to talk about that, but she just wants me to tell you to not be afraid to reach out, to call her in, to call her near and dear. She expresses herself inwardly as well, and that she is knowledgeable, and that the people have great respect for her, for who she is, and how she has led and helped people. And she will help you too if you let her. So do not be afraid. Is there anything, I'm asking her if there's any last messages that she would like to say. This is very interesting to me. The last thing that Ishtel wants to tell you all is not to be unkind to yourselves. She's saying many women do that, thus they are hard on themselves. In this world, they feel compelled to be stronger, smarter, better, more efficient and driven beings. But love yourselves as you are. Embrace yourselves and embrace your womanhood. It is a special thing. It's a special thing to have, she said, or the special thing to be. And alas, she has completed her message. So I'm going to close this message just by telling her thank you so much. It's great to have her here. I can feel her energy very strongly. And the images that she's shown me throughout this session is very near and dear my heart, because they are pictures that I haven't looked at for years. So for her to kind of bring those up to the surface of all the stuff that I used to know and all the things I didn't is quite special. So everybody, I hope this is helpful. If you feel drawn to Ischel, please read her stories. Get a hold of the Dresden Codex, and you can find information about her online, of course, but extend the offerings to her. Spend some time in meditation with her and ask her to come into your dreams, and she will answer the call. Thank you, everybody. Take care.